Some news now from the world of sports. Home sweet home. Home is where the heart is. There's no place like home. Well, forgive fans of the Boston Bruins if they greet those well-worn adages with a collective 21st century eye-roll emoji. The Bruins finished a season-high six-game road trip with an inspired comfort-behind win against one of the league's better teams in Dallas, then came home to TD Garden last night just to let any momentum from that victory fade to black in the cavernous bear cave of TD Garden. The last place in the Metropolitan Division Columbus Blue Jackets hung a 6-4 loss on the Bruins last night. To be fair, the Jackets have been playing better of late under head coach and firebrand John Tortorella, winners of 7 of their last 12 games. But the Bruins' struggles at home are truly bewildering. The numbers tell the story. Boston is 27-3 on the road, just 12-15-3 in their own building. Maybe that could change come playoff time when the energy of the crowd and the players is ramped up with the postseason atmosphere. But if the Bruins keep playing like they have at home, they won't even make it that far. The Eastern Conference is an ever-shifting landscape with teams moving in and out of wildcard slots almost daily and teams underneath that watermark very much within striking distance. The Bruins got 2 goals apiece last night from Matt Beleski and Louis Erickson, and part of the problem is that Erickson, who's having a career year, is likely going to be shipped away within the next few days as the trade deadline approaches. The Bruins just don't have the salary cap flexibility to sign Erickson to a high-priced, long-term contract, which he will be seeking next year as an unrestricted free agent. So they'll get what they can for him now, which will likely be prospects not ready for prime time, and that'll leave a gaping void at left wing. Boone Jenner scored twice for the Blue Jackets last night as they look to next year. Jonas Gustafsson took the loss in net for Boston in not one of his better backup performances. The homestand continues for Boston with a number of critical games against Eastern Conference foes jockeying with them for playoff position. And one of those teams, the much-improved and ever-dangerous Pittsburgh Penguins, visit TD Garden tomorrow night, so the road at home, as it were, gets no easier for the Bruins. The Montreal Canadiens picked up a point last night in Nashville but lost in a shootout 2-1 to the Predators. The Habs could still go on a run to make the playoffs, but they'd have to leapfrog a bunch of teams to get there. Craig Smith scored the game winner for the Preds in the shootout after missing a wide-open net in the overtime period, so he atoned. Brendan Gallagher scored the lone goal for Montreal, his 16th of the season. No one thought when the season started that the Canadiens would be sellers at the trading deadline, but unless they run the table leading up to February 29th, it's likely they will be wheeling and dealing some veteran players to playoff-bound teams. In the NBA, the Boston Celtics got a look at rookie big man Karl-Anthony Towns of the Minnesota Timberwolves last night, and his 28-point-13 rebound performance led the Wolves to a 124-122 win. A victory only secured when Marcus Smart's three-point attempt at the buzzer clanged off the back rim. The T-Wolves had a 10-point advantage with 90 seconds left to go in regulation before the Celts got it to within two. Jay Crowder led Boston with 27 points and 9 rebounds in the close but no cigar losing effort. The boys' high school basketball playoffs continued at Barry Auditorium with 2 games last night. In Division II play, Dylan McDonough had a 25-point night to lead number 5-seeded Woodstock over number 8 Mount St. Joseph 66-47. The Wasps will move on to face the winner of Linden against Enosburg. Tip-off set for tomorrow night at the Odd. In Division 4, top-seeded Twinfield held off number 4 South Royalton 59-51, despite a game-high 19 points from the Royals' William Wecky. Connor Spencer had a team-high 17 points to lead the Trojans, who move on to the finals against either Proctor or Danville. They go at it tomorrow night. After 1 day of slalom runs in the high school district alpine ski competition, the Mount Mansfield girls hold a lead, while Stowe leads the boys' division. MMU's Karen Rand finished first in the girls' race, edging out South Burlington's Annika Nielsen by 2 seconds. Rice's Sarah Bowen rounded out the top three. Stowe placed 2 of its racers in the top 3 for the boys, with Ethan Schmidt finishing first, followed by Mark Infante, and Bennett Cosio earned 2nd place for BFA St. Albans.